My name is Andres. I'm a grateful recovering food addict, compulsive eater, and a 200 pounder. Wow, I feel it's weird saying that. I've been in the program for almost 4 years, coming up in next year in February. That's also my belly button birthday around that time. For me, just it's a very, very, I feel honored to be a part of this beautiful program. And my best friend told me about the program, and at that time, I wasn't in the right my right. I was very broken. I obviously was in the food. My father passed away around that time, and mo as most of you know me, I was very in the food back then, and it takes a lot to say that because things were different back then because this was before COVID, and now I'm not there anymore, and it feels great. I'm on step five right now, and I do have a food sponsor. And it's very illuminating because I had trouble with the food ever since I was a little kid. I do have times where back then where I would just have those moments where I know I would eat compulsively, and now that I don't do that anymore and I'm grateful for my higher power because I found my home group in Footsteps. I love it very much. I go there almost every day. And back then, I didn't know about meetings. I knew about the program, but I didn't know there was meetings available. And if it wasn't for my best friend, I would not be in recovery today, if that makes sense. And it's great to always introduce myself as that. Every single day is an opportunity for me to better myself. And my food sponsor tells me that 1% each day makes 365% progress at the end of the year. And I feel honored that I have her. Sometimes I have trouble handing over my food, but it's a one moment at a time thing. I don't like to say one day at a time because a whole day can go by, and I get anxious during the day. So, and my journey is also with bipolar disorder and PTSD. So, I don't suffer from it. I just live with it, and I'm very grateful for that. It was f because of my father's passing that I am now in a better place in my life. I'm not where I want to be with my recovery and my OA journey, but I'm trying to get to where I feel my serenity is not impacted and badly affected. My higher power is God and Jesus, and sometimes I have trouble being at the same page as them, but sometimes I have to tell myself that it's just breathe. Tell myself that I have to breathe. Just breathe for now. Back then, I think it was rebellious when I was having those moments with the food. And my father used to tell me, "You're not you're you need to lose weight." And I used to hate when he used to tell me that, and I used to block it out. And now I know why he was telling me that, because he wants me to be healthier and feel, how do you say it, to feel more better not to have all that weight on top of me. And on my 30th birthday, I was not myself at my 30th birthday party. I was grieving the year before, and I was not myself. Obviously, it was a time that he passed away the year before, and I was broken. It was the first death in my family, excuse me, that hit me the hardest. And now I cried the other day because his passing anniversary was on the 30th of November, and I honor him many different ways. Honestly, my dad is a big part of my journey because I see him everywhere in pictures. And how can I not think about him? Because he was a big role model for me. And now he's looking down on me, and he wants me to do. He's cheering me on in heaven. So, it's a big deal for me to be healthier, and it was tough. But I'm here, and I'm trying to do better. We all have the same, we all go through the same thing, and it's a journey. It's a definitely a journey. And I told myself I want to do a step study, and it's gonna be a great class, and I'm looking forward to that as well. And it's gonna be a part of my home group. My home group is sponsoring it. And being in step five, I learned a lot of things because I have a lot of rough patches with family members, and I have the steps on my wall. That's why I'm looking over here. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. I've done a lot of wrongs to my family, and I've even had nights where I woken up in the middle of the night and I cried, and I've just asked God to help me to forgive people that have wronged me throughout my life. It's a beautiful thing to be in OA, and I have learned a lot. My hope is that I can invite others who have suffering through like what I'm going through. Ever since I was 2 or 3 years old, I've had this disorder. I know I have. And I want to show that people who are suffering can find a light and hope with the program. I love OA with all of my heart. And I for sure know that not only my home group, but you guys saved my life. You guys are all part of my recovery. And I have journals and journals that represent how I've grown in this program. And I can't believe I have more than like six or seven of them. They're all in the vault in my drawer, but the one I'm working on right now has a lot of different creativity in it. And in my home group, we have the 10th official tool. It's called Creativity, and it's only with our group, but we like to be spontaneous and think outside the box with our my group. And I know that being in OA, I'm gonna have ups and downs. Like being in a 12-step fellowship, it's not easy. But I've come a long way, and I know the people that are behind me are supporting me through my journey. And so far, the 4 years have been sweat, blood, sweat, and tears. But I thank everyone who's been there for me, and it's a slow process, you know. I have not binged or purged in 4 years, but It's I get emotional talking about that because 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago, I was at my heaviest weight, and I am not proud of it. Am I grateful for it? Yes, but it came to a point that I almost was about to die. I almost died because of how big I was, and I felt horrible. And my sister was there for me, and she invited me to her house to stay for a year. And I had to come home early, but I don't blame anyone for that. I love this fellowship with all my heart, and I wouldn't trade it for the universe or the world. There's things that I had times where I wanted to not be in the program anymore, but I can't leave my home group. I have commitments, and I love them with all my heart. And I'm even leading a meeting every other week in my home group, and it's called a Sunflower Gratitude Meeting. And I'm very grateful that I'm the intergroup rep for that meeting, but I don't have the heart to say I'm not going to lead anymore. I can't, because if I owe my higher power my whole life, and this intergroup is spiritual, and I love that. Sorry, my notifications are going off, but I am very grateful that being in a group has been there for me. Like, it's I'm always gonna be grateful for many things. And yeah, I every day is day one for me. Even though I have time in the program, because I always have every single day is a day to mature and mature and also do improve, because I always have room to improve my recovery. And before coming to this program, I was a wreck. I would have never been able to lead a meeting or speak at a meeting. And now I'm doing this in front of 62 people, and I'm very grateful for that, because I know I've seen a lot of faces here at the meeting, and I'm very happy that I'm here. Like, doing this, it takes guts to speak at a meeting. It does. And it's beautiful. It really is. I don't know how 4 years passed this quick. And every time I go to my home group, they're always open, welcoming with open arms. And I feel different when I'm with them, because they know who I am, and I'm not just a stranger. It's so beautiful, and I know I chose that group because God put me in that direction, if that makes sense. Surprisingly, my higher power is putting words to say about my recovery in my heart, and I can see the time. It's beautiful. I love it. I love OA with all my heart. And this fellowship is beautiful. And I have a lot of wisdom, joy, and compassion in my heart for each and every one of you guys. It's beautiful. This program is beautiful. And I think I'm going to keep coming back with that. Thank you so much for letting me share. I'm grateful to be the speaker for this meeting. I love you all.